You want to know numbers, don't you?
Yeah, actually. Okay. Well, I worked in the industry for 15 years, on and off. 5 years on the floor and the rest of the time behind the desk. Let's talk averages. I had, on average, 4 clients a night. I worked 3 shifts a week, say 40 weeks a year. And I was on the game for, like I said, 5 years consecutively. So all that eventually equates to approximately 2,400 clients. Oh.
I was 18 years old and I was living in Auckland, New Zealand. And I had just left school and was working at a law firm and absolutely hating it because I'm an actor, see. One day I couldn't afford my rent and my car payments at once, and there was no way I was moving back home again because I had quite a volatile relationship with my mother. So I used to walk past a brothel called Tiffany's on my way to and from work, and I walked up to the door one Friday evening and asked for a job. And they said, sure. I actually met Fleur at Monash University. I was doing a Bachelor of Performing Arts degree, and she was the year below me. There is actually a long story to that. I started my degree back last century and took a 7-year sabbatical to live life, I guess. I worked in the sex industry at that time, and I decided to go back to school when I was 30 to complete my degree and met Fleur there. And after about a year and a half of dyeing her hair the perfect shade of red, we decided to move in together. Skin House itself came about from a series of interviews that Fleur did with me. I was working reception when I was living with her, and she used to interview me in the bathroom as I was getting ready to go to work. And from that, it's like a synergy of our ideas of portraying the sex industry on stage. It was actually about our relationship and the place that we were living together, and her trying to come to terms with and understanding my life, because I have a good 10 years on her, and trying to cope with that, because I can imagine that for someone not in the industry it would be very difficult to live with someone who would come home in a foul mood, constantly tired, hating their job, being surrounded by junkies and whores. And because we're both musicians, we decided to write some music. I actually wrote the music for it and incorporate that into the show. And what we came up with was this hour-long performance of two women in an apartment coming from completely different backgrounds who managed to find a way of cohabiting. A lot of the script came from us just sitting down and talking and recording what we were saying. And we got some gems out of it. We got some really funny pieces of text from those particular conversations, and then just worked them into the show. And it was really tough because a lot of the stuff obviously is very close to my heart, and the experiences that I had to remember in order to create the script with Fleur were sometimes a little bit traumatic and a bit emotional, but I think that in itself gave the piece the heart that it needed. There was a lot of crying and also a lot of laughter. There was a lot of laughter because sex is me, let's face it. But you have to separate yourself from what you're doing, otherwise it would be, you'd be a psychological mess by the end of it. We called our characters K and F to try and distinguish them from who we are. But look, I'm a person driven, like most people, by my own ego, so it was fun and it was good, but at the same time it was having to look at yourself very, very closely and be really honest about the sort of person that you are, and being brave enough to portray that on stage as a human being with a lot of faults. I expected a lot of shock from people about the content. People have come up to us afterwards and said that their idea of sex workers in the sex industry has been changed, that their idea of female friendships has been changed, that they were really glad to see such honesty and integrity in telling such a personal story on stage. Still dealing with it, being a woman, an unmarried woman in her early 30s, still coming to terms with the fact that I spent the greater part of my adult life as a sex worker. It's been really beneficial, but I wouldn't necessarily suggest that everyone do that with their past traumas, because I think you need to be really strong and have your shit together to be able to come through it and come out the other side and not be a complete basket case.